Robinson's Weird World of Wonders, The Egyptians. The Seventh Wonder. There were seven wonders in the ancient world. The statue of Zeus at Olympia, which is no more. The lighthouse of Alexandria, which is no more. The hanging gardens of Babylon, which are no more. The temple of Artemis. The Colossus of Rhodes. The great tomb of Halicarnassus. All these six wonders were destroyed long ago, but the seventh is still standing. It is the Great Pyramid of Egypt. When it was built around 4,500 years ago, the Great Pyramid was the biggest building on Earth. In those days, the tallest thing most people had ever seen was a really big tree. Can you imagine what they thought when they saw it? It was over 140 metres high, and its base spread out over an area of 13 acres. That's more than 8 football pitches. Hooray! But the Great Pyramid wasn't a one-off. Over 100 pyramids are still dotted among the sands of Egypt. So why were they built?
Pyramidiots!
The pyramids were built by the pharaohs, the rulers of Egypt. They were designed to keep the pharaoh's body and soul safe after his death. The Egyptians believed that if they didn't watch over their dead pharaohs, their gods would get angry and would punish them with drought, plague, invasion, and an all-round rotten time. So each pyramid was a giant tomb. And somewhere inside it was the coffin of the pharaoh and the belongings he needed in the next life. Now, you're probably saying to yourself, I can see why they might decide to build a tomb to keep their dead ruler safe, but why did it have to be in the shape of a gigantic pyramid? Well, the answer to that is... Actually, I haven't a clue. It's a question that even the experts can't answer. Rather annoyingly, the Egyptians didn't write down why they built the pyramids. The pyramidiots!
Possible reasons for building a pyramid.
Maybe it was because A, because a pyramid looked like the first mound of earth that rose out of the sea when the world was created, or B, because the Egyptians worshipped the sun and a pyramid looked like the sun's rays. If you think of the sun shining through the clouds after a spot of rain, the rays are vaguely pyramid-shaped. Or C, because they thought the shape of the pyramid would help guide the pharaoh's soul up into the sky where he could be united with the gods. Or D, because they really liked Toblerone. In fact, it could have been any or all of the above, although my money is on D. One thing's for certain, the pyramids deliberately stood out, towering over everything else for miles around. By building them, the Egyptian pharaohs were showing how powerful they were. It was their way of saying, check how much cash I've got. I can put up the biggest building in the world. Aren't I brilliant? You can't do it, you dummy.
Who invented pyramids?
Thousands of years ago, when the people of our planet were ignorant and stupid, alien fishmen flew their spaceships down to Earth, landed in Egypt, built a pyramid, and then flew off again. Actually, that's not true. Once upon a time, a terrible flood engulfed the great city of Atlantis. The handsome giants who lived there escaped to Egypt, erected a pyramid like their ones back home in Atlantis, then disappeared. That